Alice Miranda at School, Alice Miranda, Book 1. Written and read by Jacqueline Harvey.
For Sandy Campbell, a dear friend, much loved and missed, and for my husband Ian, who reads and listens and laughs a lot. Chapter 1. Alice Miranda Highton Smith Kennington Jones waved goodbye to her parents at the gate. "Goodbye, Mummy. Please try to be brave," her mother sobbed loudly in reply. "Enjoy your golf, Daddy. I'll see you at the end of term." Her father sniffled into his handkerchief. Before they had time to wave her goodbye, Alice Miranda skipped back down the hedge-lined path into her new home. Winchesterfield Downsfordvale Academy for Proper Young Ladies had a tradition dating back 2.5 centuries. Alice Miranda's mother, aunt, grandmother, great-grandmother and so on had all gone there, but none had been so young or so willing. It had come as quite a shock to Alice Miranda's parents to learn that she had telephoned the school to see if she could start early. She was, after all, only 7 1/4 years old, and not due to start for another year. But after 2 years at her current school, Ellery Prep, she felt ready for bigger things. Besides, Alice Miranda had always been different from other children. She loved her parents dearly, and they loved her, but boarding school appealed to her sense of adventure. "It's much better this way," Alice Miranda had smiled. "You both work so hard, and you have far more important things to do than run after me. This way I can do all my activities at school. Imagine, Mummy, no more waiting around while I'm at ballet or piano or riding lessons." "But, darling, I don't mind a bit," her mother protested. "I know you don't," Alice Miranda had agreed. "But you should think about my being away as a holiday. And then at the end there's all the excitement of coming home, except that it's me coming home to you." She'd hugged her mother and stroked her father's brow as she handed them a gigantic box of tissues. Although they didn't want her to go, they knew there was no point arguing. Once Alice Miranda made up her mind, there was no turning back. Her teacher, Miss Critchley, hadn't seemed the least surprised by Alice Miranda's plans. "Of course we'll all miss her terribly," Miss Critchley had explained to her parents. "But that daughter of yours is more than up to it. I can't imagine there's any reason to stop her." And so Alice Miranda went. Winchesterfield Downsfordvale sat upon 3,000 emerald-coloured acres. A tapestry of Georgian buildings dotted the campus, with Winchesterfield Manor the jewel in the crown. Along its labyrinth of corridors hung huge portraits of past headmistresses, with serious stares and old-fashioned clothes. The trophy cabinets glittered with treasure, and the foyer was lined with priceless antiques. There was not a thing out of place. But from the moment Alice Miranda entered the grounds, she had a strange feeling that something was missing, and she was usually right about her strange feelings. The headmistress, Miss Grimm, had not come out of her study to meet her. The school's secretary, Miss Higgins, had met Alice Miranda and her parents at the gate, looking rather surprised to see them. "I'm terribly sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Highton Smith Kennington Jones," Miss Higgins had explained. "There must have been a mix-up with the dates. Alice Miranda is a day early." Her parents had said that it was no bother and they would come back again tomorrow. But Miss Higgins was appalled to cause such inconvenience and offered to take care of Alice Miranda until the housemistress arrived. It was Miss Higgins who had interviewed Alice Miranda some weeks ago when she first contacted the school. At that meeting, Alice Miranda had thought her quite lovely, with her kindly eyes and pretty smile. But today she couldn't help but notice that Miss Higgins seemed a little flustered and talked as though she was in a race. Miss Higgins showed Alice Miranda to her room and suggested she take a stroll around the school. "I'll come and find you and take you to see Cook about some lunch in a little while." Alice Miranda unpacked her case, folded her clothes and put them neatly away into one of the tall chests of drawers.